Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor in the Cochrane Editorial and Methods Department. There are concerns across the world about the rising incidence of type 2 diabetes, increasing the importance of evidence for effective ways to prevent this condition. In a December 2017 update to the Cochrane Review, Bianca Hemmingsen from Herlev University Hospital in Denmark and colleagues have summarised the latest evidence on the effects of diet and physical activity for people with intermediate hyperglycemia or prediabetes. We asked Bianca to tell us what they found in this podcast.
More and more people are being found to have intermediate hyperglycemia or prediabetes due to eating habits and physical activity levels. Although some people with prediabetes will never develop type 2 diabetes, interventional observational study have shown a reduction in type 2 diabetes with reduced calorie intake and increased physical activity in people with this diagnosis. And diet plus physical activity is recommended in international guidelines for people with prediabetes. In this update of our July 2008 Cochrane Review, we investigated whether diet, physical activity, or both could prevent or delay type 2 diabetes and its associated complication in people at increased risk. We also looked for evidence on whether these interventions might be associated with serious adverse events, such as traumatic injuries caused by different type and intensities of physical activity. We searched for randomized trials in which people with intermediate hyperglycemia were allocated to an intervention based on diet, physical activity, or both, or to a control group with a standard intervention or no diabetes-related intervention. Our updated review includes 12 trials with approximately 5,200 people. 11 trials compared diet plus physical activity against standard or no treatment. 2 trials compared physical activity with standard treatment, and 1 trial compared a diet-only intervention with a physical activity intervention or standard treatment. Diet intervention often included reduced calorie and fat intake, while physical activity intervention often included cycling, walking, or similar. We found no firm evidence that diet alone or physical activity alone influences the risk of type 2 diabetes compared to standard treatment. However, diet plus physical activity prevented or delayed the incidence of type 2 diabetes in people with impaired glucose tolerance. There is insufficient data for the effect of a diet plus physical activity for people with intermediate hyperglycemia defined by other glycemic variables. Likewise, there is not enough data for us to analyze the effects on complications associated with diabetes, socioeconomic status, or health-related quality of life. In summary, there is moderate quality evidence that diet plus physical activity reduces or delays the risk of type 2 diabetes in people with impaired glucose tolerance. But there is no clear evidence on whether this benefit would be achieved for people with increased risk defined by other glycemic variables such as impaired fasting glucose or elevated HbA1c levels, or on whether diet alone or physical activity has an impact. It remains uncertain whether the reduction in the incidence of type 2 diabetes with diet plus physical activity in people with impaired glucose tolerance will decrease its long-term complications. This needs to be studied in future trials, which also should investigate the effects in people with impaired fasting glucose and moderately elevated HbA1c, and focus on patient-important outcomes.
If you would like to read this current version of the review and watch for further updates should those trials be done, you can find it online with a search for Cochrane Diet and Physical Activity to Prevent Diabetes.